welcome to Entertain This, a podcast about movies, TV shows, and video games. My name is Hayden, and
who are you?
Tom.
Okay. And who are you?
I. I'm Witch.
This episode is sponsored by Mountain Dew and Pepsi.
All things caffeinated.
Well, I have an exciting bout of trivia for us at the end of the episode, but before we get into all of our
shenanigans and nonsense,
yes, we must do the social media.
Mitchell?
Well, we have our Facebook group, which is Entertain This Podcast. We have our Facebook page, which is Entertain This! Exclamation point. We have our Twitter, which is...
At this dot entertain. I've only listened to you say this like 70 times.
We have our YouTube, which is Entertain This! Exclamation point. We have our Patreon, which is patreon.com, Entertain _ this.
Our Twitch, which is Entertain _ this with no exclamation point because it won't let you punctuate.
And a TikTok, which is Entertain This.
Which is doing really well, I'm told.
It's doing all right. I got to add some more stuff. It's been about a week.
I sent you clips.
Yeah, I put those on there, but I've been busy.
He's been busy, not sleeping.
He's been busy doing stuff and things. So last episode of trivia, I emceed, and Mitch and Hayden competed against each other in general video game knowledge, which we found Mitch knows nothing, and Hayden knew a surprising amount, despite the fact that it just devolved into just blurting out stuff until somebody got it right.
It worked. It was a solid strategy. So you got punished, Mitch.
Yeah.
What'd you have to watch?
The Italian Spider-Man. I'll go ahead and start. It is the worst punishment I've had.
Yes. This beat Cats?
This beat Cats because there's no rhyme or reason for anything that's happening. At least Cats had a plot. All he does in this movie, he runs around. There's some kind of asteroid that they use a needle to inject and like pull something out of an asteroid. And then this bad guy's trying to get it. But, like, there's no resolution. I don't know what happened.
Okay. How long is this movie, first off?
It's technically a short film, and okay. It's 41 or 42 minutes.
What year did this movie come out?
It looks like the 60s or 70s.
Uh-huh. It does.
But it came out in 2007.
What continent made this movie?
Well, it is Italian Spider-Man, so obviously it was made in Australia.
Okay. aren't they speaking Spanish or something like that the whole time?
I think so. Okay.
They're just all over
it's
the
close
place.
Enough time.
Does this have anything to do with the Marvel Cinematic Universe?
No. The only thing even close to spider-related is he has a spider on his shirt.
Drawn with a Sharpie.
Yeah, made with a Sharpie marker. Yeah.
At any point, does he sling webs?
No. He flies. He teleports. Evidently, he's got
smokes.
Super strength.
Yeah.
He batters women.
Yeah, the entire movie, he can't be bothered to put down his cigarette. Yeah. Like, he's fighting off snakes with one hand while he's holding the cigarette up with the other.
When Mitch put this punishment on, I looked up, saw 30 seconds, and he's fighting some dude who just bursts into snakes for no reason. I was like, well, I'm done.
That's enough of that.
Still, one of the funniest parts is like he's getting chased out of his apartment, which he woke up in like the middle of like four women for whatever reason. In his mask and with a cigarette in his hand.
Mm-hmm. He's a tiny Spider-Man.
He goes to his kitchen. He opens the door of the refrigerator and just pulls a live chicken out of his refrigerator. And then he squeezes the chicken and gets an egg, and he doesn't like that. So he squeezes the chicken again and gets a packet or a carton of cigarettes. And then he holds them up like it's a commercial, and he smokes one. It says whatever the name of the brand was, but I was like, why? Why is there a chicken hatching, cartons of? Oh, I don't know.
I saw a little bit of this, like a supercut video, and he's at the lab, whatever, and the guy like duplicates the mouse with the injection, and then duplicates his assistant.
Yeah.
And then he puts the mouse in a sock and beats it with a shoe, and he pulls out a gun and shoots the other assistant.
Yeah, he doesn't skip a beat. He kills the mouse and just pulls a gun out, cocks it, pow!
And then a woman shows up with a drink for him, and he turns around to punch her in the face and just goes, oh, thank you. And he goes, my place, seven. She's like, oh, thank you, Italian Spider-Man. And she just walks away, and I'm like, what is this movie?
And then he tells, it was actually the other guy, like the doctor's like daughter or something like that, and he's like, hey! Be respectful to women when he says something derogatory towards her. Yeah. And then, like, a scene later, he punches the other one in the face.
For no reason.
Yeah.
Just, wow.
And then you got like the guy that goes, oh, like shaking his head with his mouth wide open.
Yeah, I don't know if you've seen that meme with like the white guy with long curly hair that opens the door and he gets super surprised.
Uh-uh. Like,
it was like 30 seconds of him doing that.
And then at some point, the bad guy gets the asteroid stuff and they have a surf competition to get it back. And Italian Spider-Man starts losing because the other guy, like, blows some kind of whistle or something, and these two girls jump out of the water onto the surfboard and, like, fight it with him. He knocks them off. He pulls out a conch shell and blows into it, and penguins show up and knock the bad guy off.
So blow the conch of justice.
I don't understand.
So, in your mind, can you rationalize how somebody conceived this movie?
No.
Like, it's something. Like, some Italian guy who has heard briefly of Spider-Man in a passing bar. Somebody, like, hunt him down.
But there's nothing even remotely Spider-Man-esque about it other than the spider on his shirt.
And was like, tell me a Spider-Man story. And this guy was like, nah.
Because he's wearing, like, the little, like, Lone Ranger kind of mask.
Yeah.
He's got this big mustache. And he just carries a cigarette around everywhere. I don't know.
I just like how, like, they do cuts to, like, the spider on his chest, him with the mask, and then his mustache. Like, it gets its own little cutaway.
Well, there's another part of the movie where, like, the bad guys are chasing him to the roof of this building, mm-hmm. and he gets to the roof, and you can obviously tell it's a dummy, because, like, its arms are down by its side, and he jumps, and then it goes to a scene of just, like, the dummy head first off the side of the building.
Like the Fugitive.
Yeah. There's no rhyme or reason for anything that's happening. And it ends, the bad guy gets super big, above buildings and, like, walking around and stuff.
Yeah. Like Power Rangers.
Yeah, and then the Italian Spider-Man goes, smokes a cigarette, and it ends. It's like, so.
Well, they had to leave it open for a sequel, man.
I guess.
Italian Spider-Man too.
Yeah.
It was so dumb.
More mustache.
Somalian Spider-Man.
And it didn't help that there is no English version. It's all read it as you go.
Well, I don't speak English in Australia. We all know this.
No.
All right, so you gave Cats a what?
A 2.
Which was, up to this point, the worst rated movie.
Yes.
On the podcast. What do you rate this?
A 1.
Oh, a 1 is officially like the lowest. This is saying that these people who made this movie should go to prison.
They should. There's no reason to have made this.
Okay.
Like, it has no real plot. The actors are horrible. The you know, just throw this guy off the, you know, this dummy off the side of the building. That's your special effect.
Did they, like, try to be serious about this movie?
No. I don't know.
I don't even think you can understand a mood for this movie. It's just
chaos. They in one scene, like, he's walking down the hall, and there's these snakes that are obviously hanging by wires, because you can see the wires, and they're just like the little rubber toy snakes.
It's like if somebody went to Wikipedia and typed in Spider-Man and just clicked on the first link that popped up on each page. Doesn't matter what it is. And then they developed a plot for a movie after all that stuff, you know.
I guarantee you, in the next 30 seconds, we could take a phone and make a better or at least equal to video right now.
That's impressive.
I'm just saying.
So this is the new standard. Is it Italian Spider-Man bad? That's what we're going to say.
It was just there's no rhyme or reason for anything that was happening. And, I mean, it was funny because it was dumb. I mean, it was worse than Samurai Cop dumb.
Wow.
I mean, but does this really take Cats? Because Cats was a full feature-length film released in theaters. Like, they spent millions of dollars, and this is, like, you know, a serious production. This is a short movie of a fat dude with a mustache.
They brought it down.
It got made. They spent money to make this. That's all I care.
We'll be right back.
Ever thought modern video games should be more interesting? At the Gaming Blender, we take randomized genres, mechanics, and make a new game every episode.
I've added permadeath.
We have a survival game of a hardcore simulation, which could be House Flipper, and with the permadeath of XCOM. Then that all has to be an action adventure.
Yes.
Ooh, dear.
Yes.
And sometimes it doesn't quite work.
And you have a construction off over the course of the narrative.
A construction off? The way we can do this is that we ditch your idea entirely.
Entirely.
Check out the Gaming Blender on all your favorite podcast platforms now.
Wow.
That's moderately impressive.
I feel bad for Mitch. He's gotten the brunt of the worst punishments.
He has.
So, all right, well, let's move on. Who would like to go first?
You.
All right. I watched a movie.
What movie?
The Black Widow. It just came out.
It did.
Yep.
I thought you were, oh, never mind.
What?
I thought you were reviewing
Tomorrow War.
Yeah.
Nah.
Nah.
It sucked.
There you go. Don't watch it. Review done.
I didn't like it. But The Black Widow, I actually did like a lot. I had low expectations because this was one of the Corona films that got delayed. And
delayed.
They acted like, you know, this wasn't that important compared to the MCU, and it really kind of wasn't. But the story itself was actually really good. The ratings overall, Rotten Tomatoes gave it an 81 at this point, IGN a 7, Metacritic 68. I give it a 9. I think that...
That's impressive.
Yeah. I think that if the MCU were to do a Jason Bourne-type movie, but then improve upon all the stupid stuff that happens in Jason Bourne, this would be it. It's definitely the darkest and grittiest of all the MCU movies up to this point, in my opinion. I can't reveal too much about why it would be so dark and gritty, but there's some visceral scenes, lots of broken bones. You know, the fighting is very brutal. The thing that always pissed me off about Jason Bourne is they'll be stabbing each other with pins and, you know, rolled up magazines, and the camera's just like...
shaky cam.
Yeah, it's like, you know, Michael J. Fox is the cinematographer or something like that. But for this, it was very well shot, very still cameras that moved with the flow of action. The choreography was one of the best choreographed films I've seen in a long time. Kate McCarron, I think, is the director. And she's done, more or less from what I understand, movies about family drama and stuff, which kind of plays into this movie. Despite, I don't know what her history is with action movies and whatnot, but either she gave somebody full rein who had great experience with, fight choreography or whatever, or she just nailed it. Because the beats between action and the beats between the drama were really well done. When the drama got intense, they had, you know, very appropriate interruptions that burst into action and stuff like that. So I definitely very much enjoyed it. To summarize it, it takes place right after Civil War, Captain America Civil War, and Black Widow is on the run, and she's trying to be in hiding when she gets attacked by somebody from her past, in a way. And the first 5 minutes of the film is actually a prequel to 1995, where you kind of see where she is as a kid and why she became what she is. So, for a character that was kind of integral to the MCU that didn't really have a background or need a background, you're kind of like, why do I care in the beginning? Mm-hmm. And then at the end of the movie, you're like, okay, I'm glad that I watched that. I'm glad that I learned about this character and to see where they're going with it. There is an after credits that's probably the only thing that's important to the MCU. Everything else wasn't necessarily important.
It introduced a couple of characters that they can use later on throughout the movie. But
yeah, but the only thing that actually ties anything to the MCU is, I would say, the after credits.
Yeah.
But anyways, so Rachel Weisz is in it, Dan Harbour, and what is her name? The blonde girl. I cannot remember.
Yes, the blonde girl. Scarlett Johansson.
No, Scarlett Johansson is. It's kind of weird that she plays like a main character for the first of the Black Widow movies, but she still doesn't really feel like a main character. She still feels kind of like a supporting actor. Florence Pugh, she's in it, and I can't really explain what she is to,
without revealing too much.
Yeah, I don't know if it's in the trailer or not. She's got a personal connection from a childhood to.
I can't remember if I just know what it is or if it was revealed in the trailer.
To Black Widow, so.
Her name is Yelena Belova.
Yeah, and you think that she's going to be just some annoying character, but she kind of steals the show. She was definitely my favorite character in the entire movie. And I liked her attitude and her kind of wit and charm. One of the things, and I don't really know how to talk about this, that kind of floored me a little bit from this movie, because when I watch film, I think a lot about where camera placement is. I think about, okay, they're purposely putting the camera so our eyes are first looking at this thing Okay. So, for a reason. And a lot of it was at Scarlett Johansson's butt. You know? And I'm wondering, because this is a film that's very much in the fame of feminism and girl power and whatnot. They didn't go over the top. It wasn't in your face about it. They kind of did it from an aspect of, like, women are underestimated for these reasons.
Well, it gave a reason for those girls to be
underestimated.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And they did a really good, tasteful way of doing that. And I wonder if that's why we kept looking at women objectively throughout the movie in that aspect, especially Scarlett Johansson. With it being a female director, and I'm getting too much into film theory about this, but with it being a female director and the idea of what is considered the male gaze, like a male predominantly made movie is constantly objectifying women. I've said it before, but essentially when men are shot into a camera, they usually do it from the belly line up. Okay, women are always from the bust up, you know, from like today still. In most movies, you know, back to the ever since women were appearing on camera, because men like to shoot women objectively, whether they consciously do it or not, it's just a thing that they do. The fact that a female director did it, you know, I wonder if she's trying to bring a consciousness to that kind of aspect, you know, like almost like Black Widow would want to be objectified because that's her way of taking advantage of you in a weird way. I don't know. Maybe I'm thinking too much into it, but it's still very strange that I did not expect to see butt shots in a Black Widow movie. But like I said, it was definitely a more grittier, visceral for the MCU. Very dark, and the underlying context of the plot and why Black Widow is on her adventure is the darkest thing in the MCU yet.
And I think it plays, like what you were talking about, plays a lot into who the character is, because that's what her... Have you ever seen the movie Red Sparrow?
Yeah.
It's basically, that story is kind of what her origin story was like in the comics.
Yeah. So that was always my concern, because when I saw Red Sparrow and I knew Black Widow was coming out, I was like, are they just going to do the Marvel movie of that? But the whole Red Sparrow movie was, what's her face from The Hunger Games?
Jennifer Lawrence.
Yeah. And like how she became this Russian spy or whatever. They kind of briefed over that.
Yeah.
And just like a... opening credit montage, which was done to a really cool Nirvana cover song, by the way. But anyways, I like the way that they did it. They were very tasteful about the dark stuff. They didn't make you feel gross or guilty or whatever.
And how dare you watch?
Yeah. And it's definitely going to be a challenge for some kids. If they're like, if your 7-year-old kid is just getting into the MCU and they're all caught up, I don't know if this movie's for them or not, but, you know, I enjoyed it as an adult. So, like I said, I give it a 9. And, you know, people who don't understand the MCU, this might be a good movie just to watch standalone outside of it. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
You go. What would you rate it?
A 9.
9 out of 10.
Yes.
That's one of the higher rated movies.
Yep. It's one of the movies I've enjoyed the most this year. I can't think of another movie that I was... really happy with. I think the last movie I enjoyed this much was that Rabbit movie from Taika Waititi.
Jojo Rabbit?
Yeah, Jojo Rabbit.
Yeah. With Scarlett Johansson.
That's true. She was in it. So she's knocking it out of the park. Whatever she's doing great. So, all right. That's it. For my news, I have. Do you know who Gareth Edwards is?
No.
I've heard the name.
He did The Raid.
Oh, okay.
And he's got a movie coming out on Netflix. It's actually his second movie, but I don't know if you ever watched. It's something to do with, it's called The Apostle on Netflix. That was what he did before.
That's a horror movie, isn't it?
I don't know. Mm.
I think it is.
But
Pilgrims and stuff.
This Gareth Evans movie coming out on Netflix is called Havoc, starring Tom Hardy. Huh. And it will follow a detective in the aftermath of a drug deal that went bad. On the hunt through an illicit underworld for a politician's son in need of rescuing while also investigating corruption in the city. So, Gareth Evans is more of a kind of a, I'd say, an action kind of brawling director.
Yeah. If you're talking about The Raid, yeah.
And that's kind of where he got his upstart into the film world. He did a TV show called Gangs of London. Mm-hmm. I haven't reviewed it or seen it yet, but I want to. And I hear it's a lot kind of like, you know, smarmy you know, British people beating the crap out of each other. But this seems more like a noir, and I would enjoy that. And I think that his cinematography and the way that he kind of understands the story through the context of the camera, I could see that happening. But I don't know if he could do it for long, extended beats of time without, you know, interrupting moments of action. So we'll see what happens. No clue on when that's going to come out. They just signed.
Okay.
So that is my news. Who's next?
Me. Right, I had TV. So I watched Clarkson's Farm, which is, this is now the trifecta of the traditional Top Gear hosts offshoot shows.
I was like, what?
James May had his cooking show. Richard Hammond had his like stuntman show, which wasn't apparently that good. And Jeremy Clarkson decided, I want to do a farming show. And everybody's like, why? And he's like, because I'm Jeremy Clarkson. I do what I want. So the premise of the show is he owns a bunch of land, like almost 500 acres worth. Mm-hmm. You know, and it's like all that little like squared off, you know, hedgerows and nonsense. And like, I guess the guy who runs, you know, the day-to-day operations of like the farm and keeping up with everything, he's retiring. So Jeremy Clarkson's like, I'll do it myself. You know, what could possibly go wrong? Literally everything.
Yeah.
Like, he does all this farming. He buys a tractor, and it's a Lamborghini tractor just because he power. And he, like, goes to, like, this whole bit where he, like, tills all this earth. He hires this, like, 21-year-old kid who, like, been farming for his whole life and, like, lived around there and, like, helped work on parts of his land. And he, like, has a map of, like, the little farm sections. And he's just like, well, what's this one? And he's, like, pointing at the map. And the guy's like, it's this one. He's like, it's surrounded by these. And if you go this way, it's this. And he's just rattling them all off. And he's like, but the whole show... this dude gives Jeremy Clarkson the business every second. And he actually did like an interview where he's like, oh no, I was genuinely mad half the time. Like Jeremy would F something up probably for comedic effect. And like this 21-year-old kid would be like, what the hell are you doing? You stupid toss it. You know, yelling at him in British nonsense. It's like, am I being yelled at? He's being polite, but he's also being condescending like you.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Like, he does this farming, and he's like, oh, yeah, we have to have, like, X amount of stuff planted and ready by, like, this date. And he's like, and Jerry goes, and then it started raining, and it didn't stop. And they actually had, like, the worst rain ever in, like, 200 years.
Jeez.
Like, for farming. Wow. Like, it's like, he's like, it's all right. So he gets sheep, and he's, like, measuring, like, a sheep's scrotum. And I don't know if you've seen this. I did because of the show. These things are the size of grapefruits. I'm like, how do you walk? And like, it's massive. Like, you, like, I stopped focusing on the show. I'm just standing like my head did like the tilt, and I'm like, holy crap, that's a big ball sack.
Wonder why was he measuring that?
Apparently, that's like because he buys all these female sheep, and he like rents the two male sheep to come and, you know, do stuff to the female sheep. And he names them, like, Leonardo and Dante or something. And the guy's like, oh, yeah, we got to measure, make sure, you know, they're, like, loaded.
Okay. I didn't know that was a thing. You just measure them to see.
Me either. So he has, like, a measuring tape, like, around this sheep's nuts. And Jeremy's just like, I've never fondled anything this huge before. He's like, I can't even focus. It's pretty funny.
But, how many episodes is it?
It's a whole season. They did get approved to try to do a second season.
Yeah.
He's been trying to do this show since like 2019.
Yeah. All right. So they're not doing Top Gear anymore?
Well, no, they've gotten fired and the other two resigned from Top Gear. That was like 2015.
Yeah.
Grand Tour.
Not doing that anymore.
They're trying to come back.
Okay.
That's also been the TV news. They're, trying to come back with Grand Tour season 4.
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah, it would be 4 unless they count the specials they did as a season.
Okay.
No, I wouldn't count the specials as a season. Okay. But they're trying to come back and do that. But Jeremy's got his farming show. James has his cooking show. Richard's, like, stuntman show, which it's like, out of everybody on Top Gear, you are the least, you know, qualified person to be a stuntman. Mr. I've died, like, 6 times.
What does he do as a stuntman?
I didn't watch it. Right. I heard I saw the reviews. It's just like, we watched it because it was Richard Hammond, but it's not a good show.
Is it like Steven Seagal pretending to be a cop? Just like, oh no, this is bad. This is bad. Just
you're
back
breaking the law. Not in my town.
Not actually doing anything?
No. But it's I would give Jerry. This is he's the second best spinoff TV show. Okay. James May's cooking show was just hilarious. I could watch James May cut grass. It's just, you watch them and you're just like, God, you're entertaining. I don't know what it is. I'd give this a 7 out of 10.
Okay.
It's a fun one. It's on Amazon Prime. You have to be a fan of these three dudes to appreciate their spinoff shows.
Yeah.
Because otherwise you're just like, why am I watching this old asthmatic gorilla attempt to farm?
Yeah.
For entertainment.
It'd be like watching Mitch trying to farm.
All
right, so what news have you for us, Simon?
So, Silverhawks, the classic 80s television show.
That's legit on my punishment list.
Yeah. Oh, yeah? Yeah. I've seen that before.
Is being reanimated by the Nacelle Company?
Yeah, the famous Nacelle Company.
Yeah, yes, everybody's heard of them. Yep. That's why I knew how to pronounce it right the first time without sounding unsure.
Not I think only. From the article that I read, they're the ones that helped make the original show as well.
They also mount the engines on the Enterprise, which is true.
Apparently, the original one was developed by Rankin and Bass and released in 1986.
Yeah, I used to watch that when I was little.
Rankin and Bass, we've talked about that before.
They did the Lord of the Rings like cartoon.
They do rotoscope? Is that how they do their animation predominantly?
Yeah, I think so.
This looked a lot like G.I. Joe and stuff as far as like
the original bad. So they do like the slate of they have a character in a pose, and they just cycle out the slates.
Kind of like Johnny Quest and all those. Yeah.
But I'm looking at, like, a still of these people, and I'm like, they're robots with human faces, and that guy has a guitar and a cowboy hat, and some dude has an eagle on his arm.
Essentially, they're like the Falcon from Falcon and Winter Soldier. That's like their powers.
Yeah. It's dumb. Protect the citizens of the galaxy of Limbo.
We'll be right back.
But you still loading them and heating them up with all your single shit you've been dropping. You feel me? Loading them up on. It only takes structure. And you know, just paying attention to the climate of the game.
Yeah.
Know what I mean?
So do your homies got a role in your little, you mean?
Yeah, we all artists over here, man.
Y'all
trying,
already?
Oh, yeah. I'm trying to get them on there. Look, we all artists, man. You feel me? We going to have this like...
Bro, me and my man Kyle, we be like, I don't know, we play with this shit right now. I gotta lie, we play with this shit right now for real.
Don't play with it. Take that shit serious.
That sounds exactly like a terrible galaxy to be in.
Yeah.
What do you guys
overran by a mob led by a man called Monstar.
Monstar.
And it's like, that was, somebody got paid for thinking that.
Yeah. Well, it's no better than He-Man.
He-Man. So there's that. And then my movie news is the Godzilla vs. Kong director, Adam Wingard, is to helm a Thundercats movie for Warner Brothers.
That's probably not going to happen, and if it does, it'll probably suck.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure it will. So no idea when that show's coming out. If you liked that show in the 80s and when you watched it, it's probably going to still be bad. But, hey, you might like it.
We'll see. I feel like there's other things of nostalgia people could probably get into. Yeah. So that's just
like
me.
Gargoyles.
I was gonna say Gargoyles would be a great thing to reboot.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah,
make it like an adult show.
I'm like halfway through season two, watching with my kids, and I'm like, this show transcends the times. Me and my children enjoying this show together.
SWAT cats.
That show is awesome.
Yeah, it is
quite exquisite.
Mitch.
All right. Well, I had video games.
Yes.
And I had kind of a lackluster game called Steep. Mm. It's like kind of winter games kind of thing where you can do ski, snowboard, wingsuit, and paraglide. Which, I mean, it has got a 9 out of 10 on Steam by the critics and stuff because they just applauded its graphics and its open worldness and everything.
For a winter Olympics game, like what, you can go to the concession stand?
It's really, I mean, it's fun for like 15 minutes, and then it's like, all right, what else is there?
So if you like winter sports, like in real life, maybe you can play it.
If you're one of that niche group who enjoys winter sports.
It does look like, I mean, as far as visually, it looks amazing. Like, because you're skiing on, like, the Alps and stuff like that, and it's all, like it says, open world, to where you just, you know, pick yourself up, put yourself at the top of a mountain, and then you just free ski down or hang glide down or whatever you want to do. And it's really pretty and everything, but it's just, you know, once you've done it, it's like,
all right,
now what? Because, like, you can do tricks and stuff when you do flips off of, like, little ramps and things, but you're pretty limited.
If you crash into, like, a tree, do you get, like, special bonus points for, like, breaking all your bones? Or?
No, you just hit, everything turns red, and you fall. So, I don't know. It was very limited in what you could do, so I don't understand why it was rated high. I give it a 5 out of 10. It's, I don't know, it was kind of boring after the first few minutes.
Wow.
So.
We could also do a group game review.
Of that?
No, of Grounded.
Oh. I think we should do a special about that. I have plans, Tom.
Oh, no.
Yes.
No.
And I think that we should record it. But I will say this.
Then I guess I got to re-download it.
Yeah. I will say this. We played a game called Grounded. It's a free game on Game Pass.
It's Honey, I Shrunk the Kids Minecraft.
Right. It's a sandboxing, crafting, survival game. But you're terrorized by giant spiders, which we found out Tom is deathly afraid of, which is great. So, I mean, I'm not a fan of spiders. I will run and scream like the best of them, but I won't run literally out of my room ripping my headset off.
I didn't run out of the room. I was still sitting in the chair.
I thought you died. I was like, what happened to Tom? All I heard was just,
Here's what happened. I'm running in the darkness of, like, the twilight of night, trying to make it back to the base we had built before the sun went completely down. I couldn't see a damn thing because I didn't have any torches. And I'm running. I'm like, all right, everything's good. Everything's good. Everything's good. I'm almost there. I'm like, almost there. I'm like, it's right over this hill. And then, and the spider, like, mandibles and eyes come out of nowhere across my screen at, like, lightning speed. And, like, I was so startled. I threw my controller, swatted my own headset. My chair was facing a different direction. I was like, and, like, I was grabbing my chest, like, my heart had stopped.
It was quite
I almost pulled a gun on my television.
it was pretty hilarious.
And I went to pick up my headset, like, you know, regaining my composure. And, like, you know, my heart, racing at 200 beats per minute. And, like, all I just hear is Hayden going, laughing in the headset. And I put my, you know, flicked the mic back on. And he just goes, did you die?
So, like, yeah. I immediately saw the internet points flashing in my head once that incident played out. So I was like, we got to get this on Twitch or something. Three grown men just screaming at spiders and stuff in this kid's video game.
Or the super ant that attacked us.
Yeah.
You made it inside!
My daughter played the game, and she's played Minecraft for years, so she just immediately picked it up and, like, excelled beyond belief and is murdering. She's a spider, you know. Massacrist.
Yeah, we just figured out how to put a roof on a house. Yeah.
So, but it is quite, it's super high definition.
Yeah.
You can tell it's got the ray tracing and everything involved in that. And it's quite a surreal experience because you're tiny and you feel, you know, not particularly tiny because you're moving like a human or whatever until you see the giant stalks of grass bending like there's a Tyrannosaurus Rex coming through,
and it's a wolf spider
or a ladybug.
Yeah,
you know, you're like, what is that? You know, so it's kind of a strange experience. Mm-hmm. But I thought it was fun, and I think that we could definitely have some fun playing.
I enjoyed playing the other night when me and Mitch were like at the house, like, you know, building, you know, the third and fourth floor to the apartment.
Uh-huh.
And all you hear is Hayden like running around in the background. He goes, no! Yeah! What's going on there?
The spiders! They're smart, man. One chased me into another one. You know?
Or he goes down and goes, can somebody come get me?
And I'm like, building the house. I'm like, no.
Tom won't leave. We'll find a way to make him leave, though.
A spider showed up. Me and Tom just shut the doors where we were at and hid.
Me and Mitch come back, and Tom's got an apron on. He's like, welcome home, honeys. He's not leaving for the life of him.
Yeah, not after the last time. I know what happened the last time.
It's dangerous out there. We'll find a way to make him leave. But yeah, that's a fun game. Free on Game Pass. It's not huge, too.
If you suffer from arachnophobia, don't play it.
They have an arachnophobia scale on it. You can turn it down.
I did find out mine's actually was at the maximum setting.
I don't understand. You know, because like the maximum setting, they look like two balls.
Yeah, I do. I have to adjust it back. So, because mine, I guess, was I had to flip it.
But
mine looked real.
I do have some news.
Go ahead.
Well, I say I have some news because I couldn't find a whole lot of interesting stuff for this week.
Uh-huh.
But there is a new Fable game that'll be coming out.
Oh, really?
And they said it's going to be out before Elder Scrolls 6 ever comes out.
Well, that could be the next 15 years.
I'm pretty sure me dying of old age will happen before Elder Scrolls 6.
But supposedly the new Fable game, they're working on it right now. Doesn't have a release date yet, but they're working on that. Cold War is getting a new Zombies mode and map on July 15th.
That'll be good.
Red Dead and Destiny are both getting new content this month. There's a new Assassin's Creed game that's been confirmed. They haven't revealed exactly what the scenario, like time period, will be for sure. And there's a new Switch that has come out. It's kind of meh. Yeah.
Is it the Switch Lite?
No, it's
the Pro.
The Pro?
OLED, I think is what it's called.
There's not really a big difference.
It has an Ethernet port. It's like an inch bigger. And the sound is upgraded. And
what about video definition? Because I think the handheld's what, 720?
There's nothing visually different about it, except that it's bigger. However, the little stupid kick leg in the back, now it's a whole plate.
Ooh.
So there you go.
Yeah.
That's quite an improvement.
But, upgrades.
Yeah, that's about it. That's
Fable. That game has been, they've been talking about a Fable game coming out forever. And I know that Lionhead Studios that made the original one, they kind of went under, and I think that's been tossed around. I know Microsoft still owns it, so it would be an Xbox exclusive.
Yeah,
I think.
I didn't play Fable 1. I played Fable 2 and 3.
Fable 1 was the best one. As far as like story and setting and stuff, that was the best one. 2 and 3 were just cash grabs. But it'll be interesting to see what they can think to do to reinvent the wheel for the Fable games. You know, those were the original games that...
You could be good or bad.
Right.
It was up to you.
But your decisions impacted everything, you know, like...
How people interacted to you.
Right. Yeah, it was because you literally physically changed.
Yeah, I had appearance. Horns sticking out of my head. My eyes were, like, black and red.
So
I had,
you're
like,
saying you were evil.
Yeah, I was like a Sith Lord.
I was a good character.
I've never played it.
They were fun. I think they've remade the graphics free on Game Pass for Fable 1. Okay. So
yeah, it's on there.
It'd be a fun download. I can't think of... Oh, Battlefield. They talked about they're going to put in some classic maps in Battlefield on launch day.
Because I know so many of their classic maps.
I don't know. I think that there's some diehard Battlefield fans that will probably be appreciative of that. I couldn't remember any of them.
Yeah.
So, but there's a thing. So
and stuff.
Yep. Okay, well, shall we move on to... the exciting portion of our endeavor here.
I got to end Tom Streak.
This will probably be the one. I would be willing to bet.
I don't know. It's about the movies. You've seen the movies.
Yeah. So here's the deal. I'm doing MCU trivia in honor of Black Widow and Italian Spider-Man. So that means that the trivia that I'm getting is straight from the movies. Okay, everything, every bit of information has been talked about or at least mentioned in passing, like one-liners or whatever, in the movies or title card or whatever. So
I haven't seen several of the MCU movies.
Oh,
that's unfortunate.
It is. It really is.
So I'll do 20 questions, and then I have a tiebreaker question.
Just in case.
We could do a double or nothing. So,
get your scorecard ready, sir.
If I'm winning, heck no. Yeah, if I'm losing, good. Sure.
All righty. The first question. Who in Thor is known as the gatekeeper? Tom.
I just totally blacked out.
Can I guess?
3, 2, 1, Mitch.
I can't remember his name.
Heimdall?
Yes.
Heimdall. I was like, Heim something. I was like, what the hell is it? It's Heim something.
What is Heimdall's sword's name?
Big sword.
Oathbreaker?
No.
Oh, couldn't remember. I don't know.
Oathbreaker's from like...
Game of Thrones. I'm just throwing something out that sounded Norse.
Nothing.
I don't remember.
It's called Hofund.
Okay.
Oh.
All right. How many months did Bruce Banner spend in gamma radiation to be Intelligent Hulk?
6?
No.
I don't know.
12?
No.
8?
No.
3.
No.
10.
No.
9.
No.
7.
No.
11.
No.
I don't know.
1.
No.
2.
No.
24.
No.
4.
No.
22.
Nope.
36.
No.
26.
All right, one more guess. One more guess apiece. I'll give you a hint. It's higher than 15.
17.
No.
16.
No. It is 18. 18 months. All right. What did Thaddeus Ross commission Hulk to do, which caused him to become the Hulk? What did Thaddeus Ross commission Hulk to do, which caused him to become the Hulk? This is to the MCU, not the comics.
Go ahead. Replicate the super soldier serum?
You got it, Tom.
Oh, okay.
Smart man. All right. Where was Steve Rogers born?
Brooklyn.
Mitch got it. Where was Peter Parker born?
Tom. Queens.
I just didn't get the button quick enough. I was like, dang.
All right. So the main Earth in the Marvel Comics is Earth 616.
Oh, okay. Well, I thought that was going to be the question.
What's your answer, Mitch?
What is the Earth for the MCU? Tom.
Earth Prime?
No.
Yeah.
1?
No.
212.
All right, you're not going to get this one. It is Earth 199999.
Oh, okay. Wow.
Yeah, obviously.
So, damn.
I don't know. There's a specific number for the Earth. Okay.
I didn't either.
What was Captain Marvel known as predominantly throughout her movie?
Carol Danvers?
No.
Miss Marvel?
No.
Oh.
Miss Marvel's not even Captain Marvel.
Well, that was in the comics. She was originally that. I haven't seen Captain Marvel, so.
Tenant Trouble?
No. All right, going once. Going twice.
I don't know.
Veers.
Never heard of it.
It's because her dog tag got blown up, and that was the only thing that was recovered was the last half of the dog tag.
I've never seen it.
From her.
Well, no,
that's the one Marvel movie I've
I didn't
seen.
Watch that one.
That cost you guys a question. Who does the voice of Rocket Raccoon?
Bradley Cooper.
You got it.
You're faster.
Mitch 3, Tom 2. What are the four words Groot has said in his entire existence? Tom.
I am Groot. Friend.
No.
I am Groot and we are Groot.
Ah.
Yes.
Ah, that's right. He goes, we. The one time.
All right. What is Gamora's species?
I don't remember.
I don't know.
All right. It's called Zeho Berry.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Damn.
Yeah? Come on. You guys knew this?
Oh, I forgot about that.
All right. Peter Dinklage plays what?
The Forge Maker. Nope.
Okay.
I thought that was like his title. Sorry.
Giant dwarf.
What's his name?
I thought he was Forge Maker or something like that.
He has a name.
Yeah. I know, but I thought that was like his title, so. I don't remember.
Going once?
No, I don't know.
Going twice? Eitri.
Okay.
No.
All right. Where is the Power Stone located when Thanos acquires it? Mitch.
I know the plan. I just can't remember the name. I know it's with the Nova Corps. I don't remember the name of the planet.
Uh-huh.
Xandar?
You got
yes.
it.
Yes. As soon as you said it, I was like, yeah, that's it.
I knew that. I was like, I know this.
I know it was with the Nova Corps, but I couldn't remember.
Tom 3, Mitch 4. Who plays the character Stakar?
Who's Stakar?
Jeff Goldblum.
Wrong.
Damn it. Who's Stakar? What does he look like?
I don't know.
Well, then how am I supposed to know?
If I tell you how he looks like, it'll give you the character. The name. I'm giving you all the name. I'll give you... All right.
What movie?
He's in Guardians of the Galaxy 2.
Stakar.
Sylvester Stallone.
You got it.
Damn it. I thought that too. I was like...
Hmm.
Well played.
All right. Who was the butler for the Starks?
Jarvis.
Yes. All right. What was Tony's mother's name?
Mrs. Stark.
You're not wrong, but it's not the answer I'm looking for.
Martha.
Nope.
Going
once.
Sarah?
No.
No, okay.
Maria.
Okay.
Mm.
Maria.
All right. What character did Jeff Bridges play?
General Ross? No.
I know it was the Hulk's dad.
The Hulk's dad.
I know.
What?
I know. Obadiah Stane.
You got it.
Oh, wait. No. Yeah, I was thinking of the wrong one. I was thinking of Nick Nolte. Never mind.
That's a fun name. Obadiah Stane.
That's right. I was thinking of Nick Nolte from the first Hulk.
Sound like a bad guy.
What is Jon Favreau's character's name?
Happy.
Happy.
I know.
Hogan?
You got it. All right. The score is Mitch 6, Tom 5. Which Infinity Stone does Thanos collect on the back of his hand? 5.
The Reality Stone?
Wrong.
The Soul Stone?
Wrong.
Okay.
What?
The Mind Stone?
Yes.
Yeah, I was like, damn it. I was like, it's the yellow.
Since you reset, I was pressing
the game. I was going to, technically, four of them or five of them are on the back of his hand.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I was thinking, I couldn't remember if it was the
big round one.
I knew it was yellow, but I couldn't remember if it was the mind or the soul stones. I was like, it's got to be the other one then.
All right, well, Mitch, you have officially won.
Oh, that was it.
He has officially won. There's two questions, including the double or nothing. So if you get this question, it would be Mitch 7, you 6. And then we could do the double or nothing up to Mitch. But, you know, we'll see what happens. So here we go. The last question. What armor, Mark, did Tony Stark die in?
'51?
Wrong.
'52?
31.
No.
48.
No.
I don't know.
I'll give you two questions. All right, one question apiece. Call out a number.
28.
Wrong.
64.
The answer is 85.
I knew it was up there, but I didn't know it was that far up there.
That's the Mark armor that Tony died in. So the final score is Mitch 7, Tom 5. Do we want to do a double or nothing?
No. Why would I want to do double or nothing?
I mean, I do because
I'm sure you do.
I tell you what. Trying to think of a way to make this interesting.
Well, we could do like we did last time. If I get it wrong, I get a punishment. If he gets it wrong, or if I get it right, he gets two punishments.
You want to do that?
It's up to him.
Oh, these are dicey. Okay.
What kind of punishments are we talking here?
I mean, just your normal movie or TV show or whatever.
All right. I'll gamble. For the sake of content.
Who can tell me where each Infinity Stone is located originally?
I can't even do that.
Tom.
All right, well.
I don't know the names of the planets.
The Tesseract is what, the Reality Stone?
No.
No, there's so many of these stones.
I tell you what. How about you tell me the movie that each Infinity Stone premiered in?
Okay. The Reality Stone was in Thor: The Dark World.
Okay.
The Power Stone was in Guardians of the Galaxy 1.
Yes.
The Soul Stone was in Infinity War.
Yes.
The Time Stone was in Doctor Strange.
Yes.
What does that leave out? The Mind Stone was in Age of Ultron.
Yes.
Let's see. And then the Space one was in Avengers with Loki. How many is that?
No. Well,
the last one, the blue one in the Tesseract, that's in Captain America, the yes. first Avenger.
Oh, that's
because
right.
it's hidden in Norway.
Yes. Yeah. Right. So. All right. Well, even still, Mitch got 5 out of 6.
Well, he just kept going, and yeah. I was like, I feel rude if I interrupted. I knew some of them.
Because I had to guess all of them.
All right. We'll just call it nil. You just get the one punishment, all right? How about that?
All right. I'll just take the one. And it's answer this scam likely phone call.
I wouldn't do that. No. So, wait. What have you to punish Tom with? Make it a good one. It's been a long time since he's been punished.
Let's pull it up here.
See if you can find, like, Italian Spider-Man 2.
More Italian. More spider. More man. More mustache.
Italian Spider-Man links up with Austrian Wolverine.
Jeffrey Epstein. Oh, of course we have a commercial. Why wouldn't we?
Jeffrey Epstein didn't kill himself.
Then he was found dead in his jail cell. I've been holding on to this one for a while.
Home of indie.
I'm already not liking this.
You don't like movies from Wild
Is
Eye?
This the whole movie?
Wild Eye.
Well, it was supposed to be a trailer.
Mitch, I'm not watching the whole film now.
Hold on. Let's see.
Was this a watch party?
There we go. It's a 2019 film.
Wild Eye Productions. He's fighting people in whitey tighties. They're ninjas. That's awesome.
Damn.
Look how serious he is. The Velocipasta.
How long has it been since your last confession?
Oh, it's been about 2 years. I do drugs, sell drugs, murder people.
Like I used to remember that.
Does he turn into a raptor?
He does.
What is this?
The Velocipaster.
Nom, nom, nom.
Nom, 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 nom.
All right. That's good. So it's obviously a gag film. I mean,
oh, yeah. This is right up my alley.
You're not punishing Tom. You need to find something like Lord of the Rings and then destroy it for him. the Russian cut of Lord of the Rings. All right, well, I don't know. We got 10 minutes left. Mitch, you want to regale the audience with the song and dance? Well, you know, please talk to us on our social media.
Please, for the love of God.
Do something.
This is what happens when we have to come up with our own content. We all have full-time jobs and then some.
Full-time jobs, and we've been doing this for a year. The tank's running dry.
Over a year. It's like you guys are supposed to help a little bit.
Yeah.
Not just take and take and take.
I mean, if you like the trivia stuff, we could spend more time of the show dedicated to trivia and less, you know, talk about news and stuff. But, you know, people, I get from the personal interactions, the face-to-face interactions that people who listen to the podcast, because they don't, everybody's too lazy to talk on the internet, they tell me that they like a little bit of everything. So, you know, I don't really know what the answer is here.
Yeah.
Just scrolling through the page. It's like seen by like 2,000 people, yeah. One like. It's like, you swine. Yeah.
Just go on the interwebs and communicate, click on stuff, you know. We've even tried offering gift cards.
Money.
Yeah, all sorts of stuff.
What do you want?
Somebody once participated, did the thing to get the gift card, and then didn't even give us the address. They just disappeared off the face of the earth at that
point. Yeah, to give them the gift card, I tried to contact them, and then they just never responded back. I'm like, all right.
Yeah, so, I mean.
I don't understand these people.
It's strange. You know, I get, just have fun. If it's just a matter of internet points, cool. We'll say that this guy is the coolest guy on the internet.
You're number one. Yeah.
So, you know, that way you don't have to give us addresses.
They're like Smitty Werberman Jensenson. He was number one. So.
All right, well, I guess we'll just wrap it up here. So, goodbye from Mitch.
Goodbye, Mitch.
Goodbye from Tom.
Goodbye, Tom.
And goodbye from me, Hayden. Goodbye.
On our hands and knees. Pretty, sir. Can you spare some change?
Like, comment, subscribe. Anything.
Carrier pigeon.